Brenda Varga of Plover, Wisconsin, brought the suit against the La Crosse Diocese in December 2008. Varga claims diocesan officials covered up instances of clergy sex abuse, including her own, that occurred more than 40 years ago within the diocese. The case has since stalled. However, Varga's attorney, Jeff Anderson, with the St. Paul law firm, says recent scandals may help their suit gain new momentum.
The Lawrence Murphy case and other cases like it are helping us help the courts and the public realize that these are secrets and documents that have to be disgorged. And until they are vetted and disgorged in the public forums and in the courtrooms, the children remain at grave risk.
Anderson says they're seeking documents contained in the priest file within the La Crosse Diocese. Anderson says the diocese has refused to turn over those materials, saying they contain private personnel information. Meanwhile, he says the diocese has brought a motion to dismiss the case based on the statute of limitations. Anderson says cases of clergy sex abuse were not taken into account when the statute was written.
It's our struggle to try to get the courts to recognize the statute of limitations are not only bad public policy, but do not and should not apply in cases of childhood sexual abuse when it's known and concealed by others.
A bill being considered in the Wisconsin legislature would increase the statute of limitations for child sex abuse crimes. However, the bill has not yet been scheduled for a vote. The legislative session ends this week. Calls to the La Crosse Diocese and its attorney were not immediately returned for comment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.